And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. In 2016, Renee Elise Goldsberry won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical for her role in Hamilton. Her other Broadway credits include The Lion King and Rent. She was nominated for two Daytime Emmy Awards for her work on the soap opera One Life to Live. And now, Renee Elise Goldsberry is back on the road, performing with symphonies across the country and singing songs from Broadway, including the famous number Satisfied from Hamilton. She performs with the Cincinnati Pops September 13th through the 15th at Music Hall, and I spoke with Goldsberry earlier. Renee Elise Goldsberry, thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Man, people adore Hamilton and your performance. You won a Tony Award for it, but can I just selfishly say how much I loved you in Documentary Now's co-op episode?
Thank you so much. I'm proud to be acknowledged for that performance.
My friends and I, the Beige and the all the constantly. And for those who don't know, Documentary Now satirizes famous documentaries. And Renee, you were in a great one that was poking fun at a documentary about the original cast recording of Company. It was called Co-op. How much fun did you have on that?
I had such a good time. It was a surprise. It came out of nowhere. I just got an email asking, from John Mulaney and Seth Meyers and this kind of that kind of SNL crew to do this thing. And the email had me just crying laughing. I just figured, you know, if it's that funny in an email, I hadn't heard one song.
Oh, it's
I just
so
I had
good.
To do it. And I'm so glad I did. I mean, it's rare when people think something is as funny as you do.
Well, yeah, it not only was it hilarious, but I mean, as silly as your song was in it, it was really beautiful, wasn't it?
You know what's so funny that just crossed my mind at this particular moment? I should probably try to figure out if I can put a version of that into my symphony concert.
Oh, I hope that you can.
Amazing?
Oh, it would. I think that it would be a huge hit. It's one of those songs that just gets stuck in your head and you think, this is one of the best show tunes I've ever heard.
Can I tell you how scary it is to try to perform it? It's really, really a lot of really, really hilarious lyrics and a million metaphors about playing an apartment building. It's so ridiculous. I think I'm sure they would let me. The question is, could I memorize all those words again?
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that it had to be tough, but man, it was so beautiful. I had to watch it several times. I had to rewind it and watch it again. It was so funny. I'm a fan of that series, but this was my favorite episode, and that number was definitely part of it. Okay, I'll stop fangirling and we'll get into the interview. You're coming to Cincinnati because you're going to sing with the Pops, of course. Have you been to Cincinnati before?
I'm going to sing with the Pops. I've never been to Cincinnati before. My mother's from Dayton, Ohio. I went to high school in Michigan, so I've been to Toledo a million times. I've been to several places in Ohio, so Cincinnati is like a goal destination that I'm excited to be there, especially in this capacity.
Yeah, I think you're going to love it. It's a great art city. It's a place that really loves the theater and loves the our symphony and our Pops, and Music Hall is gorgeous. You'll have a fun time there. They also loved Hamilton in Cincinnati. The tour came through, and it just, I mean, the lines to get in online to order tickets was nuts. That's the legacy you all have created. So I want to tie this next question into my kind of goofy question at the beginning about the co-op number you did on Documentary Now, because you were singing in a satire of a documentary about what many people would consider an iconic piece of theater, Company, Stephen Sondheim,
yeah.
You know, and so you were having a little bit of fun with that. But now looking at your resume, you've got Hamilton, Lion King, Rent, all on Broadway. What does that just mean to you as someone who wanted this life and now you have it?
Well, I just am always pinching myself, especially because I keep thinking, oh, it happened. I got to do this amazing thing and I'll just kind of go, you know, retire on a porch somewhere and be grateful. And then, you know, I stumble into something else that's really special, like, you know, that Documentary Now or, you know, some of the other things I'm working on now. I can't believe it. I literally just try to show up. And my prayer isn't that something amazing happens to me so much as just that I have an opportunity to do something that is relevant, something that is a positive influence on the world. As cliche as it sounds, that really is my prayer. I mean, and it doesn't have to happen on stage, just anywhere I am ever. I kind of feel as the real job when you're doing anything is to try to be a light in a room. And if the room is in an office somewhere, or if it gets to be on a Broadway stage, both of them are just as valuable. And so it's just an extra kind of gravy when you get to win a Tony for it at the end of the day.
the great clip of you winning the Tony Award, of course, it just seems like a moment that was a long time coming in your mind, you know, something that you had dreamt about for a long time. And it's so interesting as an audience member to watch that come to life. Can you just tell us, what is it like to win a Tony Award?
You know, I feel when you're nominated for an award, I used to be on a soap opera, so I had an opportunity to be nominated for like a daytime Emmy a couple times, and I never won. And I used to be slightly offended when people said to me, "Oh, you were robbed," because I kind of feel like when you're nominated for anything, just having a job period is you already won. You know, it's already an honor. And I think whoever wins, whoever's name is called, is really just the person that gets to stand on the stage and you know, hold the microphone. I'm always a bit nervous about the idea that, you know, I would maybe blow the opportunity. It's just a miracle. The idea that I would have stood on the stage and not been worthy of the speech was a little nerve wracking for me. Leslie Odom Jr. actually is a really good friend of mine. He also won a Tony that day. And a couple nights before, he pulled me aside. We were out on a street corner in New York for about an hour. And I was trying to tell him, you know, don't worry about the Tony. He was trying to tell me, get your speech ready. Get your speech ready. Get your speech ready. And fortunately, I listened to him because I had an opportunity to stand on the stage and thank my husband and my children and my family and my cast and the creators of the show and God for the miracle of my life and the life of my children. It really was a blessing. And I'm always pinching myself about it.
That's so awesome. And of course, we expect that you may be singing a certain song from Hamilton when you're here with the Pops.
Oh, until they make me stop singing it.
Awesome. I know a lot of people.
As long as people will show up to hear it, I'll be singing my song.
That's great. Which songs are you picking from? I understand from the Pops themselves, they sent over a little bit of information that you'll be singing from The Lion King as well.
Absolutely. A wonderful song I love from The Lion King. It's wonderful because it's kind of relevant again with the movie that just came out, even though Lion King is always the hit on Broadway for decades now. Definitely. And a song, you know, Rent obviously is another wonderful, magical, and, you know, groundbreaking piece of theater that inspired, I think, the creation of Hamilton, quite honestly. Jonathan Larson is a huge inspiration to Lin-Manuel Miranda. So I get to sing from that as well, having been a part of that show and the closing company of it. And then in the first half of the show, I sing a lot of songs, spiritual songs, pop songs, songs you know and love, a couple jazz standards, anything that I think is a celebration, honestly, of love and the times that we live in, that I think the audience will enjoy, that sounds good, and I can arrange in a way that, you know, will show off the symphony. I mean, when you get to play with an amazing group of musicians, you have to take advantage of it.
Is this something that you've done before? Have you had the opportunity to perform a solo show with the backing of an orchestra like this?
I'm doing it right now. I'm in Houston, actually. I've got three concerts here. I've done it in Nashville. I've done it with the Boston Pops. I've done it all over the country. Denver and Idaho. I'll be in Kansas City. It's kind of a bit of a tour. And it's never not surprising to me how awesome it feels to be able to stand in a room with this beautiful music and new friends, you know, fans that come out locally that they'll have the same love for the music that I have.
Do you like being on the road?
Actually, no. I love going to I'm in Houston. I'm from Houston, so I get to be home, actually, this weekend, you know, visiting family and friends, getting to come see my show for the first time. But I have two small children and a husband, and they started school this week. So my preference would always be to be at home, but there is nothing more special. You know, being out, you know, in one of these beautiful symphony halls with you know, a great conductor and this music, you know, it pulls me away for a good reason.
And you're going to be singing a little bit of Aretha Franklin as well, I understand.
I am. You got to sing some Aretha.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite?
You know, everything she sings, I actually, I mean, to be honest, I'd always prefer to hear her singing it, but Since she's gone and we want to celebrate her, and I love hearing her music with the orchestra, and I have a wonderful band that's on the stage with me and maybe the best background singers you've ever heard in your life. So we feel like when we're having a celebration of love with songs that people know and appreciate, you can't leave her out.
So you're touring now. You've done so well on Broadway. You, of course, had a role on One Life to Live that was very well received with your two Daytime Emmy nominations. What are you going to do next?
Well, I did. I'm on a television show called Altered Carbon. It's a sci-fi Netflix original series. It's really, really amazing and fun. We had the first season. It came out about a year and a half ago. And we spent the winter shooting the second season.
Oh, cool.
In February.
That's awesome. Renee, we're going to let you get back to Houston and enjoying your tour. And we so look forward to seeing you when you come to Cincinnati. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our show are online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. More children died in hot cars last year than in any other year on record. More than 24 have died this year. Now new legislation and a new app seek to improve those results. And is there still value in a humanities degree? Miami University says yes. A professor and recent graduate joins us tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.